Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer to Wage the War of Distraction by Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Leah Martin. He will be our peace. Micah 5:5. Over the last few years, we've watched the war waged against us and our children through our inability to shut off technology. Studies have shown us technology has grown anxiety issues, destroyed marriages, squandered true vulnerability, watered down the way we have relationships, and one of the biggest impacts of all is taken childhood from children. It's changed the way parents parent, even Christian parents. It's turned many into less intentional, self-serving, and reliant on the things of this world people, rather than parents who cling to God's great commands and design for those who have been given the high calling of training up children. I speak this with conviction. Technology has become a cop-out, and the cry of depraved hearts who want to serve themselves. While, yes, there are some good things that come from it, the bad, I believe, far outweighs the good. I find that the most valuable thing technology has stolen is the God-given treasure of time with our children. Many of us have fallen in and out of this vicious cycle, only to find ourselves knee-deep in broken hearts, realizing we chose our want for quiet over engaging with them. One afternoon, as I popped my son in the car, we got about 10 minutes into a not-so-long car ride, and I noticed that I left the movie player at home. "Shoot," I said quickly, hoping a tear-filled ride wasn't to come. I just wanted peace. But in the next moment, I had a great awakening. A God awakening. It was the kind of awakening that takes place when the Lord has been knocking at the door of my heart while I've pridefully been choosing not to listen. Well, that afternoon, it all changed. While I was panicking that my peace would be disrupted, my son started talking to me about everything he was seeing out the windows. It was a nonstop flow of what the trees looked like and asking what the signs meant. He was telling me about all the animals and all the precious things I'd been missing when I chose to create my peace over God's desires for motherhood. You see, we've somehow bought into the lie that we can manufacture peace. That peace somehow looks like giving our children something to keep them quiet. The enemy has fed that lie that peace means no disruptions or distractions. A lie that most homes around the world have bought into. I pray today that your heart and mine will agree that we can't do this anymore. We need to learn what God's peace looks like and live from that as we steward our children. Here are four examples I want to share. Two are straight from the mouth of Jesus and two from the Old Testament. First, John 16:33. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Second, John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Third, let's look at 2 Chronicles 20:12. For we are powerless against this great horde coming against us. For we do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. And finally, Micah 5:5. He will be our peace. And the bottom line is this. The enemy wants parents distracted, disheveled, and dependent on the world. The enemy wants us gluing our children's eyes to screens. Why? Because parents who buy into the lie of manufactured peace are too busy to be pointing their children to Jesus. So moms and dads, as we walk boldly in the position of parenthood God has given us, we must rise up to live by the standard of His commands. We must hold fast to what we know is true and diligently teach it to our children. We must seek our peace from the only source, our Savior. So embrace interruptions. Celebrate the conversations in the car. And love your little people well. Let's pray. Lord, I'm sorry. I've continued to think of peace at such an earthly level. I repent for my desire to put a screen in front of my child so I can press pause on the high calling of being a mother to a child you created and entrusted to me. Help me seek you in those moments when I want to turn on the show or grab any device to please my flesh. Remind me that you are my peace, Micah 5:5, and that nothing can steal that promise away from me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.